This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 15, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The Space Shuttle Endeavour was scheduled for launch on Saturday, but will now remain on Kennedy's Pad 39A until at least Wednesday. NASA says the scrub was triggered by a leak associated with the gaseous hydrogen venting system outside the shuttle's external fuel tank. The system is used to carry excess hydrogen safely away from the launch pad. NASA officials have noted that the leak is a pad-related problem and is not a vehicle-related issue. Even if NASA was ready to go on Wednesday, there's a conflict over at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, where NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite is scheduled for launch that day. Technicians who've inspected the Pad 39A venting system expect that replacement of seals will solve the latest shuttle glitch. Today was supposed to see a test of NASA's Max Launch Abort system over the agency's facility on Wallops Island, Virginia, but NASA says that weather concerns and launch site preparation needs have pushed that launch back to at least June 20th. The unpiloted test is part of an effort to design a system for safely propelling future spacecraft and crews away from hazards on the launch pad or during the climb to orbit. MLAS was developed as an alternative concept to the launch abort system chosen for NASA's Orion crew capsule, scheduled to start flying in 2015. Today's aviation economic potpourri is a little discouraging. Textron told Bloomberg Friday it will shed 1,300 more jobs from its Cessna division as demand for business jets continues to fall. Final numbers for May are expected to show 150 canceled orders for Cessna jets. The latest cuts would bring the total layoffs announced to date to 8,200, representing half of the company's November workforce. The first 800 of the latest 60-day layoff notices will go out this Friday. Cessna's already scheduled to shut down most operations from next Monday through July 17th. American Airlines announced on Friday it will slash 1,600 jobs from its payroll as it cuts capacity. Here's something you don't hear much from an airline executive lately. The Associated Press reports AirTran Airways Chief Financial Officer Arne Haack told investors on Thursday that the company expects to have, quote, one of the best years in the company's history, unquote. That forecast includes projecting a profit for the year as a whole. AirTran competes in Atlanta with Delta. Haack says AirTran's costs are nearly half of what Delta's are for comparable stage lengths. He added that while new competition from Southwest and Milwaukee could bring lower yields, it will also bring more volume for that market. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NIMBYs in Connecticut say they'll go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Airlines may get more access to military airspace. And United pilots ask President Obama to block the Star Alliance. Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about the proper use of slips and the associated dangers. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.